Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Today, Dave and Bethley continue their series on loving Him well. God did not call us to do hard things. He called us to do impossible things. You know why? He gets the glory in the impossible. Because only He can do it. Some people in our lives are impossible, but loving Him well is possible. So let's join the Youngs and hear what they have to say about this.
Let's jump right in here today and let's get talking again. Just reviewing just a little bit of where we've been. We were talking about this book here, Loving Him Well by Gary Thomas. And by the way, stay tuned because we have a special interview coming up that we can't wait to share with you. That's going to be an exciting thing. But we've been working through this book. And part one was really titled about Your Marriage Makeover Begins With You.
Right.
And that kind of seems to be a Gary Thomas emphasis, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's a biblical emphasis.
Sure.
Because if you want to make something better, you really should start with you.
Sure. And he even makes the case in his last book, and many of you remember this, that even if your spouse never changes, you can.
Yes.
And your spiritual growth will make you a stronger and better person. Mm-hmm. And it really, your spouse may never change, but if they ever do, your changing will be the catalyst. Your growth will be the catalyst for theirs.
Absolutely. And so we have really a lot great. Of, sorry, I didn't mean to talk on top of you there, but we have a lot of people that we talk with either out and about in ministry or contact us who the main focus is the spouse. My spouse is not doing right. And it is hard to understand that even if your spouse isn't doing right, you can take it upon yourself to grow in the Lord, to get closer to Christ. And it really will at least make your own personal life better, whether it makes your marriage better or not.
That's exactly
and
right.
I don't know how to get that across to people, but it does work. I mean, apparently it works for Mr. Thomas. So,
yes, and we've seen it work in other marriages as well, including in our own. And so we do agree with that. Then the part we're working through right now is part two, where he called it creating a climate for change.
Yes.
And that's been a really good study so far. So I know you've already been through it with us a lot, or you can go back and pick it up. One of the things we parked on a while was that thing called functional fitness. And functional fixedness.
Yes.
I always want to say fitness, but it's fixedness. And so it's really an interesting part there. That's worth your buying the book just to work your way through that. It's very thought provoking.
Yes.
And remember that GQ poll from December of 2004 in which in a poll of 1,000 men taken a number of years ago, just 10% of husbands, only 1 out of 10, believed their wives loved them more than they loved their wives. And we thought that was a very interesting stat.
Yes.
And talked about that a little bit. So we've just been going through quite a few variety of thoughts here. And now we're down here where we're kind of summing things up. We're not going to deal with the last section other than just to alert you that it's there because we think you ought to buy the book for that.
Right. Those deal with individual needs. Different things that may pop up and unique to different marriages.
Now, 2 weeks ago when we stopped recording this,
we were
just touching on this idea of men need mental naps.
Yes, we had just finished Stop Expecting Your Husband to Act Like a Woman Because He Cannot Do It. And we had mentioned men need mental naps and then we had to stop. So let's jump in there because
let's do that. And one author we read somewhere along the way called it actually the nothing box.
Yes.
And I can't remember where that came from.
That's what we just call it that. Our boys talk about that. I think we've had some young men travel with us who have said that I just need to be in my nothing box or, I'm not doing anything. I'm just in my nothing box.
And really it explains why men scroll. For instance, instead of stopping on channels with stories and plots.
Right.
And if they do stop, they end up on almost like a non-thinking scene. It's a you know, a fight or a car chase. It's an escape scene.
Yes, yes.
And so it really even affects how we as men scroll through social media differently than women.
Right.
But having said that, though, men's brains needing the mental nap is important to understand because it helps us to understand why we are different in how we process things.
Absolutely.
And so whereas my wife can process things very quickly.
Yes.
I have to take the time to think it through.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I feel like my wife is wanting me to process it quickly.
Yes.
And part of the reason that confuses me is when I process something quickly, I think in terms of what am I going to do about it?
True.
When Bethley processes things quickly, she thinks in terms of how I feel about
it. How do I feel about this?
And feeling about it and doing about it are very different matters.
Very different. Yes.
And understanding that about each other has a help. So ladies, you've got to understand that your man cannot be a woman.
No.
And you ought to thank God for that.
Yes. Very true.
And yet you all also have to understand that his brain thinks differently than yours does.
Right. I was wondering, though, with the idea of mental naps, because I think you're talking about men need time to process things, which we're going to talk about here in a minute. But the idea of men needing mental naps, I think in the book he was referring to, you know, your man is out there, he's doing his job all day, he's bombarded with this and that and the other thing, he has to make all kinds of decisions. And sometimes when your man walks in the door, you want to just fill him up with everything that's happened in your day, whether it be something good that happened, so that's emotionally happy, or something bad that happened, you know, when he walks through the door and you say, your children. And you follow that up with all of the horrible things that your children did during the day, or at least horrible to you, or what you're feeling right then. Why your man cannot take that on after his whole day of all of his work processing, than to come home and have to do family processing right away. I think he was saying, you know what? Your husband really does need to hit the recliner for a few minutes. He needs that mental nap. He needs that space between taking care of work and taking care of home. So,
okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
Right.
And I guess I was getting ahead of us then there probably.
That's okay.
But the idea of the mental nap then is that men need time where they can process and transition, whereas you as a lady do not, you don't feel like you need that time.
Right. We can just jump from one thing to the other. And, you know, we sleep sometimes. And so that's apparently when our brain takes a little nap. I don't know. I mean, I dream very vividly.
Yes, so. You do.
So I don't know. But I do know that there are times where, you know, David may be working on something. He's just really, you know, focused on. And then all of a sudden, he just puts everything down and he just sits. And he doesn't do anything. And I'm thinking, how can you just, because for a girl, honestly, we sit down and we think of everything we did not do, and we probably better get up and get going on it. And men can actually sit there and not think about anything.
And it's a wonderful gift from God if you're a guy. But, you know, the point Mr. Thomas makes is that that's important for a man to have those. He has to have those. He's designed that way by God. Mm-hmm. And the point is that wives, you need to understand that it's not an excuse for a husband to be lazy.
Right.
He's not making an excuse here for a husband not to be a leader, mm-hmm. Not to take the initiative. He's just simply saying that God designed men differently than he designed you. And one of those designs is men need mental naps.
Yes. He needs to go to the nothing box. And I think what we're going to talk about here in the next few minutes will support that,
right,
in that men need time and that they need emotional rest and so on.
Yes. I remember one of my friends when he got married had told me that he really struggled between coming home from work and connecting with his wife, and he felt like he was failing there.
Yes.
And I remember one of the things I suggested to him was say to your wife, let me come home and have 20 or 25 minutes to maybe even take a nap, a literal nap,
mm-hmm.
and take that literal nap, you know, refresh yourself, transition, let all the day's work go. And he was in ministry, so there's a ton of things in a man's mind when he's working with people.
Yes.
And it was amazing later, the follow-up on that, how much just a 20 or 25-minute transition, and he communicated that to her. She knew it. She expected it.
Yes.
And then once he was refreshed mentally,
right,
then he was able to transition into, now I can be with my wife. I've let this transition go, this event of the day go.
Right.
And so the mental naps are very important.
Yes.
And so wives understand that, and men don't abuse that, but understand your need for that and communicate.
It can be difficult because if I haven't seen David and he walks in the door, I just, not that I want to let him have it about anything. I'm just like, oh, good, there you are. You can help me carry this burden of whatever's been happening in my day. And I have learned it is good for him to be able to come in and just do that quiet, slow, maybe transition into, okay, now I'm home and I can take care of things at home.
Absolutely. And understanding that's a help. So let's get in here. We'll have to probably do at least one more session to get all of these in.
All righty.
But Mr. Thomas, in his book here, gives a list of husbands' needs.
And, should we just go ahead and listen or list them and then?
Well, let's list them and then go back and talk about them.
Okay.
He says a husband needs time.
Mm-hmm. Husband needs for wives to be gentle, patient, even succinct when presenting complaints.
And this goes along maybe with the mental nap. He said a husband needs emotional rest.
Yes. Understanding of their need to fix it.
And I like that one. That's big for a guy. And then he said that women need to be okay. Their wives need to be okay with men's curiosity.
Mm.
And we're going to park on that one a few moments because that may be misleading if you don't hear the context.
True. Okay.
So let's talk about the time. This was an interesting statement. He says men may take up to 7 hours longer than women to process complex emotional data.
That one was very eye-opening. And I just, Mr. Thomas, he cites the author Shanti Feldhahn quite a bit in this book, Loving Him Well, because she wrote a book called For Wives Only, and it's all about how men think. So he does cite her, and I went ahead and I listened to her book on Audible just this past week. And it is amazing, the differences, just psychologically and emotionally, socially with men and women, and how that women can go very quickly from this is what is happening, this is how I am processing what is happening, this is what I think about what is happening, and this is how I feel about what is happening, and how that husbands or men, they take so much longer to even think about, okay, what is going on? And what do I need to do about what's going on? And the last thing they think about, and sometimes they don't even want to think about, how do I feel about what is going on?
That is so true. And that's confusing to a lot of us as men, because we feel like in this book helped me, because sometimes I feel like, you know, I need to force myself into the emotion of it.
Mm.
I need to fit the emotion. I need to get in where my wife is. But when I force myself to jump into the emotion, I don't handle things well.
Mm.
I do have to take time to process the complexities of it all.
Yes.
Which for me is a matter of sensing your need in the middle of it.
Yes.
Thinking about what needs to be done about it, and also trying to line up how I feel about it. And any one of those things by themselves is an overwhelming thing to a man, but all three of them coming together at the same time is really challenging.
Hey, this is Michael Barnett, and you've been listening to Dave and Bethley's continued series on Loving Him Well. I hope you've been blessed by what you've heard today, and I hope you'll join us next time as we continue this important series on Loving Him Well. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more episodes of Keeping It Young, just go to keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.